route.
It was before. Dan's pointed out that this wouldn't have affected them either, though, because they're listed under other. It was an override, so they wouldn't have been affected by the any of our indexes or anything. They're just a set, locked in place since before 2013.
Do you guys have questions? Do you think the land value needs to go up any? Do you compare to what's around it? What's your thought?
I think the land value is fair.
The 90 cents that he's got?
Yeah. Jerry? What are your thoughts, Jerry?
Well, I agree it needs to be less than what's out on the main road. And that range to look like from 115 to 1.47. So 90 might be a little low.
So a dollar?
I think that would be fair. Okay.
How much would that push it up on? You're talking about a square foot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you raised it, how many, 26 acres?
Yes, 26 and a half acres. What are 43,560 square feet per acre?
Yeah.
So they're 43,560 square feet per acre.
So
there's
so
like
that
one,
would put it at 1.154340.
How much more of that over the
154,000 over the million that he gave? So it's not that much of a difference.
Not much of a difference at all.
But on the income approach, you take out the land.
Right.
Right. So if you went with that income approach value and then added the land back into it.
I mean, with having the Osage Beach property sold last year,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a...
It's a pretty strong comparable.
Yeah, it's a pretty strong one. So, I mean, if even if you up the value a little bit, I mean, even if you went to, I mean, if you're talking about going to 2.8 or 2.9, I mean, that's still a substantial reduction, so I don't know.
I was thinking,
you know, whatever.
Three.
Anyway, do you have any more questions? Does the board have any more discussion or questions at this point?
Real quick, Jerry, what would the land be? What was the number you said if it was at
$1?
1.154 or 1.155 if you wanted to round it.
That make it 2.8 under the market value.
So why would you be lowering the land to 1 instead of 1.5?
We were saying some of the other properties, like the Myers property, was at $1.13.
Mm-hmm, and 1.23. There's several
1.23
on the main strip there,
right,
that are
right
off less.
Gretna frontage.
Tim, you've heard our discussion. Do you want to make any comment?
I think you're right. Going in the 2.7 range to what Jerry said, three. I think that's reasonable under the circumstances, and that would mean that since there are three different tracts and three different appeals, if each tract was valued in the range of 900,000 to 1 million, as far as I'm concerned, that's a reasonable approach.
Well, I think we need to relate, if my math is correct, I think we probably need to relate them to the whole, and just to be consistent, whatever their percentage was.
Oh, you're right.
Are these properties, I'm asking the assessor, classed, do we know what classification they've been given as far as C, D, where they're at?
Are they in a...
I believe they're at D's. Yeah, they're at D's.
Okay.
Plus, I'm just going to make sure my numbers are right. That is correct.
Okay.
If one of you is going to make a motion on this, are you wanting to, is there a number above 2.7 that you're wanting to use, and what number is that?
By looking at the income approach and adding the land back in, that would be at 3.354. So somewhere in between there. So I'd be okay with 3.1.
Yeah. I was at the 3 number, so I would agree with that.
Yes. If at 3 point, okay. I didn't know if you wanted to make a comment on that. I think you're looking at 3.1, and that's both of you. That's what your motion is going to be. If we put it down, I'm just looking at the numbers so that I can divide each one. In other words, the current values on them.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you want to give us some numbers?
All right.
North is going to be about 30%, I think. The south about 36, and the east about 34%. Mm-hmm. That's total. I'm just eyeballing it.
You got your numbers, I've got them.
The first one is 29% of the property, it looks like to me, BOE.
I did easy math. I did the 30.
Yeah. And I'm just gonna go to 3 numbers, 290, and then we'll go 2nd one is going to be BOE 133 is going to be about 35.
That's going to make
353.
Okay. That's going to make the east property be larger. That's going to make the east property be larger.
Yeah. And then clear.
From the peanut gallery, is there a reason we keep them separate all these years?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I won't bother knowing it. I just wondered.
Well, now, is there a reason? No, I have no idea.
That's making your east 36.
No, not this one.
But is the east one larger than the...
It's better for us if it's the south
one. It is?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Is the east wing larger than the south wing?
The largest one is the last one, 134, BOE 134.
Okay.
And it's barely larger than...
Okay.
It's just barely larger than 133.
Okay.
So and then the smallest one is BOE 132.
So now
it's a 29%. So, taking that,
3.1. You've got 8.99 on the first one.
Times 0.29 equals, 8.99 on the first one. I'll take the other one.
1.085.
Times. I've got 109,4300.
No, that's not what I got. Did you use 35?
35.2, yeah. Let me do the next one, see what happens. One 106.70 plus 1.94. Yep. All right. Here's the values I've got. I've got on BOE 132. If we put it at 3.1 total, I would have a value of 899,000. On BOE 133, if I'm using that same ratio, 35.353, you'd come out with a value of 1,094,300. And BOE 134, the value would be 1,106,700. And together, those three would end up with 3.1 million.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. Jerry, do you want to make the motion?
And we are talking appraised value, correct?
Correct.
All right. I would make the motion on BOE 132 to set the appraised value at 899,000.
I'll second.
Okay. We have a second. Any discussion, Tim? Anybody else? No discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
I'm going to abstain. Okay. Motion passes.
On BOE 133.
Can the assessor have a copy of that green book? We didn't see it. We'd like it for our witness.
Sure.
Oh.
Yeah. Are we good to go?
Two robots talking. Yep. That's to BOE 133.
BOE 133, I make a motion to set the appraised value at 1,094,300.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
And on BOE 134, I make the motion to set the appraised value at 1,106,700.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Motion passes. And then we have Green Mountain LLC.
Yes.
This one?
So it's on Green Mountain Drive, close to Andrews Golf Course. Okay. I've got two photographs showing the ball as well.
Are those in here?
Yeah.
Look on the front page.
There's an aerial photo. There's an aerial photo on the very front page, but then I also walked on the ground and took some photos on the ground.
Yeah, I know where this is.
Oh. Okay, now I know what we're looking at.
So it's close to the car wash on Green Mountain Drive,
mm-hmm.
just down the hill from
Susie Sweets.
Crown Resorts is on
Pizza Hut.
Green Mountain Drive.